Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, listeners, welcome to Psychiatric Mental Health Nurse Podcast. This episode on PMHN Podcast covers the roles of psychiatric mental health nursing practitioners and also issues facing special populations such as the homeless, migrant workers, LGBTQ individuals. To begin our discussion on psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners, or PMHNPs, let's explore their foundational scholarly and advocacy responsibilities. Dr. Lee, can you explain why publishing and presenting research is emphasized so heavily in this role?
Absolutely. Publishing and presenting allow PMHNPs to share evidence-based practices with peers, advance the profession, and directly impact patient care standards. It's much like engineers publishing blueprints, sharing innovations moves the field forward.
That makes sense. Now, mentorship is another key activity. How does the dynamic between mentor and mentee contribute to professional growth in psychiatric nursing?
Mentorship creates a two-way learning street. The mentor imparts clinical wisdom, while the mentee brings fresh perspectives. It's like a seasoned pilot training, a new co-pilot. Both enhance each other's skills, ensuring safe and competent practice.
Transitioning to advocacy, how do PMHNPs empower clients and reduce the stigma around mental illness?
They advocate by standing up for clients' rights, educating the public, and connecting individuals to vital services. Being involved in organizations like the ANA or APNA amplifies their voice, similar to how community leaders drive policy changes.
Building on advocacy, let's delve into the PMHNP's role in health policy. Dr. Carter, how are advanced practice nurses shaping healthcare policy at different levels?
PMHNPs participate in policy formulation, implementation, and evaluation by testifying at hearings, collaborating with legislators, and even working with the media. This involvement ensures that mental health perspectives are represented, much like lobbyists shaping environmental law.
Interesting parallel. Shifting to case management, what does it look like for PMHNPs coordinating care for complex clients?
Case management involves orchestrating services from therapy to housing support while monitoring outcomes and costs. Imagine a project manager coordinating specialists. PMHNPs ensure every aspect of the client's plan aligns for optimal recovery.
And how do risk assessment and management fit into the PMHNP's daily practice?
Continuous risk assessment identifies potential harm, while risk management implements safeguards like crisis plans or medication adjustments to prevent adverse events. It's akin to preventive maintenance in aviation, proactively averting crises before they arise.
Now, let's transition to the importance of culturally competent care. Why is cultural awareness vital for PMHNPs when working with diverse clients?
Cultural competence enables PMHNPs to understand unique symptom presentations and treatment expectations. For example, what may seem like paranoia could be culturally rooted mistrust. Recognizing this prevents misdiagnosis and builds trust.
Homelessness is a growing concern. How do PMHNPs tailor mental health care for homeless individuals and families?
They adapt care by providing outreach, integrating services, and supporting transitions to stable housing. Studies show that integrated care models reduce hospitalizations by up to 30% among homeless populations, demonstrating the power of tailored interventions.
With migrant and seasonal farm workers, what barriers to mental health care exist, and how can PMHNPs overcome them?
Barriers include language, mobility, and cultural stigma. PMHNPs overcome these by employing interpreters, offering mobile clinics, and approaching care with empathy, much like adapting teaching methods for students with diverse learning needs.
As we continue, let's address sexual and gender diversity. Why is it essential for PMHNPs to understand concepts like sexual orientation and gender identity in clinical settings?
A nuanced understanding prevents assumptions and fosters a supportive environment. For instance, knowing the difference between gender identity and sexual orientation helps practitioners avoid conflating distinct experiences, similar to differentiating allergies from infections in diagnosis.
How do PMHNPs provide affirming care to LGBTQ clients, especially those facing mental health disparities?
Affirming care includes using preferred pronouns, acknowledging unique stressors, and understanding the impact of discrimination. Research highlights that LGBTQ youth with supportive providers have 50% lower suicide attempt rates.
What strategies can PMHNPs employ to address implicit bias and build trust during psychiatric evaluations?
Self-reflection, ongoing education, and open communication are key. For example, debriefing after challenging sessions and seeking feedback can uncover blind spots, much like athletes reviewing game footage to improve performance.
Finally, let's examine forensic and correctional psychiatric nursing. Dr. Carter, what distinguishes forensic nursing from correctional nursing in practice?
Forensic nursing centers on legal investigations, such as collecting evidence or providing court testimony, while correctional nursing focuses on managing the ongoing health needs of incarcerated individuals. It's like comparing a detective's work to a primary care provider's.
Statistics suggest mental illness is prevalent in prison populations. What challenges do PMHNPs face in these environments?
PMHNPs encounter high rates of untreated disorders, up to 54% report mania, 30% depression. Lack of coordinated care and stigma compound challenges, increasing recidivism. Coordinated interagency approaches are critical.
How do forensic risk assessments differ from standard psychiatric risk assessments?
Forensic risk assessments prioritize public safety, evaluating potential for violence based on legal criteria, while standard assessments focus on clinical risk like suicide prior to incarceration. Both require nuanced judgment and deep systems knowledge.
Doctor, thank you for coming to the show, and we hope to see you next week for another episode. To wrap up, how can PMHNPs maintain objectivity and emotional resilience in high-stress forensic settings?
Techniques include compartmentalizing emotional responses during care and debriefing afterward. This helps practitioners remain neutral, manage bias, and sustain long-term effectiveness, much like trauma surgeons employing post-shift processing to prevent burnout. Thank you for having me on this episode. Until next time, keep listening to PMHN Podcast.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.